From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The first doses of vaccine against H1N1 swine flu are being distributed this week. The New York Times is reporting that many doctors, especially pediatricians, are being swamped with calls by people anxious to get the vaccine. But NPR's Joanne Silberner says many people may have to wait for a few weeks.
The vaccinations are being distributed by state health agencies. Early this week, it will all be the nasal spray variety, intended for people between the ages of 2 and 49 years old. Indiana and Tennessee are among the first to get their programs rolling. In Indiana, in Marion County, the first lots are going to healthcare providers and emergency management workers. In Tennessee, healthcare workers at Le Bonheur Medical Center in Memphis and from local health departments are getting vaccinated. Federal health officials have asked states to focus on getting the vaccine to health workers first. Programs for the general public are expected to start as more vaccines become available in the next several weeks. The injectable form of the vaccine with no upper age limit is expected to be available later this week. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
President Obama is calling on doctors and nurses to help him build public support for overhauling the nation's healthcare system.
You are the people who know the system best. You are the experts. Nobody has more credibility with the American people on this issue than you do.
The president was speaking to a group of about 150 doctors from all 50 states who were invited to the White House Rose Garden today. The Senate Finance Committee is expected to approve its version of health care legislation this week, the last of five congressional panels to do so. A suicide bomber disguised as a security guard detonated a blast in the lobby of a United Nations Food Program office in Pakistan today. Five UN staff members were killed. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attack a heinous crime. All of the UN's offices in Pakistan have been shut down temporarily as a precaution. New York City's police department says a ring of surveillance in the city will be extended into the city's Midtown area. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains.
The New York Police Department installed security cameras, license plate readers, and weapons sensors in Lower Manhattan last year. The idea was to protect Wall Street and buildings around Ground Zero from a terrorist attack. Now the NYPD plans to expand the city's surveillance umbrella over the next 2 years. The announcement of the expansion comes on the heels of a high-profile arrest of a Denver-area man. He was accused of plotting a terrorist attack on New York City's transportation targets. The suspect, an Afghan immigrant named Najibullah Zazi, has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction on U.S. targets. The new surveillance ring will include two of New York's key transportation hubs, Grand Central and Penn Station. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News from Washington. Helicopters have been dropping boxes of instant noodles and other emergency supplies to remote communities in Indonesia that have been cut off since last week's massive earthquake. Search crews have turned their attention to recovering the bodies of victims now that officials have decided there's no chance of finding any more survivors. Hundreds and perhaps thousands of people are still missing. A 19-year-old from Jordan is scheduled to appear in federal court in Dallas at this hour. Prosecutors say he tried to blow up a downtown building in late September with a car bomb. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA has more.
Hossam Maher Smadi faces a federal judge in a probable cause hearing where the government must show enough evidence to proceed with prosecution. The judge will then decide if the case heads to the grand jury. Smadi's accused of gathering material for a car bomb, working with others he thought made up an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, picking the target, then from a safe distance, calling a number on his cell phone he thought would ignite the bomb. But it turns out his cohorts were FBI agents who found Smadi on a web page of anti-American extremists. Officials say the young man repeatedly exclaimed his dedication to causing mass destruction no matter the obstacles. The bomb itself was a fake, and the government says there was never a real explosion danger. Smadi could face life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
A closely watched gauge of activity in the service sector of the U.S. economy rose in September for the first time in more than a year. The increase in the Institute for Supply Management's service index was somewhat more than analysts had expected. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 85 points at 9,573. The Nasdaq Composite Index has gained 17 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.